find God.
Come along with us as we discuss our heritage for our legacies.
Welcome to our journey. Hey, y'all, this is Michael.
This is Keith.
Hey, we're coming to you again this week from, what is it, October the 11th, 10th, something like that? 10th or
11th.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, it's we finally got a friend of mine that used to work with me way back when, and he's been on here before, and we want to welcome Mike Mercer.
Glad to be here.
In the studio.
I'm friends with Keith, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Y'all been to my house when I wasn't home, seeing my wife?
Well, don't get the wrong.
No.
Don't get the wrong idea there.
I didn't.
He knew we was
business.
Going. Yeah.
Actually, I didn't know y'all was going. But it don't matter.
She did.
It's all good.
But we went up there to Pearson.
Kinda.
Ain't that Moray?
That's Moray.
Okay. So we went up to Moray and we visited with Mike's wife and picked up our hats for the men's gathering. We got to come up with a name for it.
Well, it's your story.
Well, okay. What's your story?
Well, mine is.
And I want to tell you, this fundraiser that we're doing with these hats, it's pretty fun advertising these hats. $25 a piece. If you want one, get hold of one of us. But the story behind these hats, we got up there, and I know, Keith, I want you to add to it because you can tell a story a lot better than I can. But we got up there, and Bree, she was, you know, what did y'all think of the hats by the picture? And you know, we got up there and they didn't have
the podcast on it.
And once we said it to her, we saw her break.
Yeah. I mean,
she can't deal with it.
And I was trying to catch her.
She was devastated at that.
She was. Yes.
At that moment, she was done.
And what I told her was, I mean, she was like, I can't give them to you. I said, you ain't got a choice. We ain't got time. This is a time issue. I said,
got to have them.
Yeah, we got to have them. I said, they're great. I said, they just missing one thing. And I'd already told Michael, and we didn't breach it with her because we knew it was going to be news. And I told her, I said, I came to see how you was going to react to it. Because I've dealt with people. They'll get you there, and then they give you every story as to why. And she looked at us, and I mean, it was all over her face. Yeah. And I said, that's all I needed to see. I said, they're great. And then it was back and forth. But I told her, I said, this is nothing. It's an honest mistake. I said, and the whole point of these hats is for us to be able to share with people.
Yeah.
And have people look at them and go, well, what's that?
No, when they read it, when they say, what's your story? And they say that out loud. That gives you an invitation. Well,
that's
since
right.
You asked.
I got you.
Yeah.
Here's what it is.
She showed them to me, and I said, yeah, they look good, baby.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
Well,
there was supposed to be more to it.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Well, it was supposed to say Our Journey Podcast down on the bottom of it somewhere.
And what it is, I know this, I have been doing stuff, and I am dangerous with Photoshop.
Yeah.
And so I called her up, and I said, what size am I working with? And she said 2.5 by 3.5. And so I said, okay. So I put it on there, and I sent it to her. Well, somewhere in the translation, it got dropped off, the one, because I was sending them as fast as I could. She'd say something, and I'd send her another one. Well, I don't think she's used to that. She's used to doing a lot of the graphic stuff.
I don't get in, though.
Right. But it was really a cool situation to work through because We could tell she was just devastated.
She was.
And it's all about showing the love of Christ. And so we sat there, and it took her a little while to get over it. And finally, when she did, she opened up, started talking to us about some other stuff. And that was cool to see that God was able to move through it.
Exactly.
And get her through a situation right. that she did not want to be in. I know she
did. Yeah, she did.
And we're like-minded.
She likes to please everybody.
Yeah.
She's a pleaser. That's what she
did. And she did a great job. And we told her, she said, well, if y'all will be willing to use me. I said, we're going to use you again.
This is it kind of got to now.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that we've talked about it on the podcast.
Keith was going to make out the check, and he asked her, who do I make it out to? And she said, make it personal. I'm expecting her to write him to write her name, and no, that's the name of her business.
Yeah,
it make it personal.
Make it personal.
So that was a trip to me, though.
And it was the last check in the checkbook.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it was just a.
And he messed up on one of the lines.
But it all worked out, and we've got the hats, and
they look good.
Yeah, they do.
I like them.
We're excited with them.
So. But I got to use that today on one of the people at work. He walked up to me. He said, "What's your story?" I said,
"You got
since you asked."
Yeah, there you go.
I said, "It worked, didn't it?" He said, "Yeah, it did."
Yeah.
He said, "I want one." So I got. I sold 8 hats today.
Yeah.
Well, so, that's good.
Yeah. So it's everything.
How many did you sell, Key?
I didn't today. I didn't get out today.
But that's just at work.
Yeah.
You know, that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask for a donation or this is a fundraiser for a men's gathering, people come together.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're looking for something to help. You know, they want to put their money to something that's worth it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that what we're going to have is going to be well worth it. So,
absolutely.
Well, I got a praise report. I just got a text from Peanut, and he's when you turn it over to him, when you turn it over to God, he'll work. Peanut's enjoying his job.
That's a good thing.
And Peanut is working, you know, night shift. He loves it. That's up his alley, you know. And he just said that he's probably fixing to get a little bump in pay. He's been there, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
He must have had to work before.
Well.
I mean.
No.
The boy can work.
He can work if it's what he wants to do.
Right. Yeah.
He needs to get over that.
But is you know, running those machines out there, it's just like running a video game. He can run them video games now.
He's found something that he fits into.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they've told him that he's going to move over and do something a little different and make a little more money doing it. So awesome. He's excited about it.
Yeah.
Way it sounds.
That's a good thing.
But anyway, we had us a good meal tonight.
We did.
Fattened up some folks. I know it did me. But that hot sauce Jay brought sure got me sweating and
relieved your sinus, bro.
Yeah.
I went for the wimpy red one, not the dark.
I went for the dark one.
Yeah.
But thank goodness for Minette's tater stew. it weakened it down a little bit. So, anyway, Keith, you got something you want to share tonight?
Well, it's thanks to Jay that was on last week. He shared a scripture on Telegram with us, and I don't know what chapter it's in, but it's in John. And what we were talking about, we actually, it goes back to what we talked with Mike about a couple of weeks ago, and we got to get over ourselves. We got to understand that the world's coming against us. And Christ already told us that it's not us, it's him.
Yeah.
They hated him. And so, you know, after this weekend, what's going on in Israel, this is biblical, but it's what the...
It's what the people need to see right now to understand.
Oh, absolutely. But it's what they've been dealing with for ages.
Right.
You know, and it's because they're hated. Not because of them, but because they are God's chosen people. And when you start thinking about it in terms of that, and we get over our own selves and understand that we're hated because...
You're different.
We're different. We're God's. We've chosen God.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's almost like a badge of honor when you're hated. It inspires you when you realize that it's...
Once you understand
right.
how to...
And he pretty much chose us. We're usually in the way.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know...
So Jay's sitting in the sanctuary with us. He's just not on the microphone. What chapter was that?
Well, he's going to show Michael what chapter it's in.
He's pondering on it.
Yeah. But, you know... Right now is our opportunity to really
show out. Yeah. And
show up
for God.
Because it's not us. They don't hate us because of us. They hate us because of God.
He says it's John 15.
And then
it's verse 18 through 22.
Yeah.
That's right.
Read it. Read it and just read it daily.
Understand
that you're going out against the world, and they're coming down on you, and there's nothing you can do about it. They are coming down on you because you love God.
Right.
And
you're not hated as much as he was.
Correct. And that's what we've talked about this before. You know, we've got the Holy Spirit. But all those other spirits, why are there so many spirits? Because they can't compare to God.
Right.
They can't compare to what he's designed. So, you know, in this situation, we daily can come to a place to where we understand, hey, it's not me. Jesus already did this. He took on all the hate for all of eternity in 33 years.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Ever would be, ever was,
That's
and ever
right.
will be.
Right.
And if he can do it, his instructions for us are to follow in his footsteps.
Yeah.
We can't be him. We're not saying that.
Mm-mm.
But he gave us a pattern to follow.
Yes.
And he came so that we could look to him and go, wait, he did it. I can do it.
Right. And if we don't do it perfectly, we can be forgiven.
That's right.
Where he what? He didn't have to have all that, but you know, we make mistakes and we ask for forgiveness, and we can get that because of what he did.
Yeah, without being able to repent.
Yeah. There's no chance for me if there wasn't no repenting.
I do it a million times a day.
Yeah.
So that was a good one. Jay lit the boards up when he shared that now.
Yeah. And that was something we needed today.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
With everything that's going on right now, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you can't never tell what the media is telling you is the truth or lies or whatever.
Probably,
I mean,
probably just, not.
I mean, you just can't tell. So,
yeah.
You know, you have to use discernment on everything that you read, look at on the TV for sure. But, you know, social media.
Same way.
Yeah, you can't believe everything.
No.
You can. You have to use discernment. Ask yeah. for it.
But we do know that the scriptures have foretold that Israel was going to be come against.
Yes.
They were going to be.
Always.
And it's not going to get any better before it gets worse. Yeah. You know, it's going to get worse. And what we have to go back to is the scripture and what happened in the scripture to them. You know, and see how every nation that could tried to come against Israel.
Yeah.
Well, if we read the scripture, nothing should be surprising.
But it's the offspring of two brothers.
That's it. Yeah. And
he said then, they're always going to have trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that was created out of God's will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or half of it.
Right.
And you can look and research some things and look back at, Is this the Israel that God allowed to happen way back when? Mm. You know, we can question it to find out. We really don't know if that's exactly the Israel that he had planned out or allowed to come forth. You know, but you just have to do your own discernment and reading through the Bible to find out.
The children of Israel became the Jewish nation.
Mm-hmm.
And what the prophet said through the scripture, it lines up with, and we don't need to think that it's just going to all get better.
Mm-mm.
You know, before God comes back.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, it's like somebody said, here's the deal. If this Israel is putting up the Iron Dome, the rockets, to secure their women and children, and the Islamists, jihadists, are using the women and children to protect their missiles, you got a big divergence.
Right.
Of morality there. And what we have to do is say, hey, again, like we were talking a couple of weeks ago, we got to say, this is right, this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stand on the side of right.
Correct.
And we got to pray. I mean,
for sure.
You know, and be aware of the times we're living in. Because we don't know what's going to happen here. The scripture doesn't lay it out for us in America.
No. We need to be praying that America will back them up, though.
But,
for sure, like they always have.
That's right. And that we stand strong as a country on the side of right.
Yes. Right, exactly.
You know, and so Michael put up a video today, and it the guy, that's what he was talking about, is us standing together.
Together, right.
Not dependent on our government. Not dependent. But we've got to push our government to do
what's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that takes strong men. And we've talked about that before.
That's it.
And
that's what we're trying to do here is just encourage. The only way you're going to get people to improve is to encourage.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Wake people up.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going through, the Great Awakening right now.
That's it.
People are coming to terms that, hey, we've been lied to a lot.
Right.
And actually, always.
Always, probably. Really. Yeah. I mean, in the Bible, it does say how many times don't be deceived. Yeah.
Right.
Many.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you got tonight, Mike? You got anything special you want to talk about?
Not really. No. I pretty much just come over here because you asked me to.
Well, we appreciate you coming all the way.
I figured y'all would have something to talk about. You always do.
Yeah. Well, now we turn that over to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Well.
So.
I told y'all what I'd been studying and reading on.
Well, did you have any good reports on the last podcast?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The last one was good with the him and what was the other guy's name?
Tony.
Tony's real good.
Pastor Tony.
Yep. Well, and that's, you know, our goal is to include as many in this thing.
Like-minded.
That will come with us.
Yeah.
They'll come on and say, hey, I'm joining with y'all. You know, because it's not about a church, this church, building. It's not about this church by name.
It's about the church.
It's about the church, God's church.
Yeah.
Coming together and saying, hey, we're going to stand together. Mm-hmm. We're gonna work together. You know, that's what's cool. You know, when I met with Michael about doing this, we just said, hey, we're going to let God work this thing out.
Right.
And then he started moving. And time after time after time, we hear one or two that just, it was exactly what they needed at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, then when I met Mike at the funeral, and he said, oh, I recognize your voice. You're Keith. I wouldn't have known you if you'd have walked
up. Yeah, I was a fan. So.
Popped me in the head, you know. But then for you to come on with us and say, hey, and then your story's meshing with ours, what you're thinking about.
Well, I think that y'all doing a good thing because there's a lot of turmoil going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't believe it, go try to find your church to go to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, talk
And
to
I
me.
Don't mean that in a bad way whatsoever, but I've wrestled with it for years, and I go to a good one. But, you know, the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm picking, you know. And I don't. And my problem is I don't know if that's Mike or if that's something telling me, you know.
We need to address something.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at. Today, and what I've been reading a lot, because I've been in church my whole life, just like y'all. I was drugged, you know. if the doors was open, we was there. But I thought I wasn't getting a lot out of it, but as I got older, I related back to things I heard or, you know, just knowing how to go through a Bible without having the tabs on it.
Yeah.
You know where something's at.
That's right.
Because you had to learn them back then. So it's a good thing for kids to grow up in church. But there's a lot of turmoil going on, man.
Well, you said you were reading, what, Corinthians?
Corinthians. It's all about the structure of the church. And there's a lot of stuff in there that's blowing my mind that I'm dealing with. So I ain't made my mind up yet. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot in there, dude. It's pretty serious, too. I see a lot of things that if that's true, something wrong.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I mean, growing up in the church, my whole outlook on what the church was, I guess you'd say, razor thin. I knew what I knew because of what I experienced.
Right.
And then when I went to Athens and saw what the Wesley Foundation was doing up there, it rocked my world.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and then when Daddy looked at me and said, "Hey, I'm getting ready to retire. What you thinking?" Well, I've moved home. I don't know. What you thinking? Well, I'd like for you, if the Lord's working on you, to carry it on. I said, well, if you'd asked me this 3 years ago, I'd have told you ain't no way. Why? Because I grew up in the church. I saw how hard it was for my mom and daddy.
A lot of work.
A lot of work and a lot of fighting against what people thought they should be. You know, so when I told him that, you know, we started praying about it, and my approach has been different than what I saw. I don't get concerned with who's here, who's not here,
how many,
you know.
You just got a job to do.
That's it, and if I tried to focus on pleasing, and that was said last Monday morning amongst the pastors, the ministers. Somebody said, well, I'm trying to keep them happy. And one of them that had been in it almost 30 years, he said, you ain't going to do it. You might as well quit that, because you can't do that. Man. You've got to preach the word, you know. Yeah. And his example was, several years back, probably over 20, he said, we was having trouble in the church, boy. He said, we had them shacking up. He said, so I went in. I hit it head on. Told them they had 30 days. You got 30 days to make it right, or you ain't members here.
That's the way it should be.
He said, no, I didn't. I told them, I'm not telling you you can't come to church, but you're not a member if you're living that lifestyle. He said, we had some that they took care of it. He said, we had others that quit coming. He said, but from that point on, we had that established. And you know, that's when I got that phone call a couple of weeks ago. I said, hey, we can take care of that. You know, when Michael called me up and said, hey, I need you at the church. Okay, we coming. And I told him, I said, this right here is y'all doing it out of conviction. Not, you know, that's where you need to be, because marriage was established biblically.
That's facts.
It was a covenant. And, you know, if we get back to what was biblical, right and wrong, a lot of this other stuff, it's taken care of.
It'll take care of itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a church body, we need to get back to Corinthians. We need to understand what they were going through then, and it wasn't about buildings. It was about survival.
Mm, yeah.
And if we don't get to that shortly, we're going to have a rude awakening, because it's coming to where it's going to be out of survival.
We're real close to that.
Exactly.
Real, real close. So
we don't know when.
Nope.
And we better start arming ourselves like we've been talking about, with the whole armor.
Yeah.
A lot of times we pick and choose. Well, today I'm going to use this one. I'm going to use this one. No. Brother, you better have the whole armor, and you better have a close group around you.
Yeah.
Because the armor didn't protect you from the backside.
You know, I was thinking, there's been plenty of times that I left a club somewhere, got home about 3 o'clock in the morning when I was young, and Sunday morning I had to be there to play in church, and I done it all the time. And then I, you know, the older I got, I kind of got thinking. I said, you know, really, and I'm not going to name no names, and he's a fine man, but he shouldn't have allowed me to do that. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know when I was going to turn right around and do it the next weekend. I'm going to party all night and then be in church playing in front of everybody on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good place for me to be, but I shouldn't have been up there when people in the congregation knew.
Well, they was there.
Because there's a bunch of them there with me. But I'm saying,
yeah,
he shouldn't have let me do that.
Right.
In my mind.
If you're going to work for the church.
Exactly. I shouldn't have been there. He should have said, Mike, you know, I'd love for you to come do this, but you can't do what you done last night and come in here this morning and continue to do it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so.
But I kind of went back to that story you was telling Mom a while ago about you before you came a parts man.
Oh.
Somebody did.
Yeah, really.
But,
but I mean, there's a lot of that kind of stuff goes on.
Don't it?
And I don't know, man. Is it that important for you to have a bunch of people in the congregation fill up in the pews? I mean, you know.
If there's not evidence.
David was the biggest screw up. I've studied him a lot.
Yeah.
I really liked him.
King David.
He was quick, though, to say, "Good Lord, I have messed up."
Yeah.
That's right.
So he'd get on his knees and, you know, I think that's the difference. But then try not to do that again. Don't continue to do it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, there's got to be an evidence of
fruit. Got to be fruit.
There's got to be fruit, not rotten fruit.
Y'all have a good night.
See ya.
That was our audience.
Yeah, the audience.
Yeah, we had an audience tonight.
Yeah.
Mike can always draw an audience. I don't know how he does.
But wasn't me.
But we've got to have fruit.
Yeah.
And in the church, as we see people not bearing the fruit, sometimes you've got to prune it.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's not saying that they're no good. That's just saying at this point in time, but we still have to interact. We still have to love. We still have to support and reach out to those people to say, hey, God loves you. I still love you. We're just not going to do this and be a stumbling block for somebody else.
Yeah. You can't be a deacon. You know what I mean? You got to be doing pretty good according to what the Bible says.
That's it. Because people,
your kids can't be running around and you ain't got no money and you ain't paying your bills, and pretty much that's what it says.
Well, you need to have your act together.
Exactly.
And
you got to have it together for a little time.
If you can't manage that, you can't manage the church.
That's right.
That's right.
So I wonder how many people we've made mad so far.
Well,
we are not perfect.
No.
No, by no means are we perfect. I ask for forgiveness every morning when I wake up and every evening when I go to bed.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always did that.
This guy, he's the one that calls me at 6:30 in the morning.
Now, I try to get you before you start your little rat killing.
Yeah. So it was a funny story how he found out it was me at Carolina Skiff.
I saw you walking down the road.
Yeah, me 200 pounds heavier than he's ever seen me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I knew it was either you or a Sasquatch.
And I have one bigger than me walking with
That's
me.
That's right.
So he reached out on Messenger, and ain't a week went by that we ain't talked.
You need that, though. You need some encouragement from somebody.
Absolutely.
Got to have it.
But when he messaged me, I didn't know where he stood, and he didn't know where I stood in our faith.
Right.
But coming together.
Just that?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I used to look up to this one now. I'm telling you, it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was some good times that we had back then, some learning times.
Yeah, we were definitely having a good time.
Yeah, we had some good times.
He was looking out for us then.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and a lot of people try to figure out, well, why does he allow? Why doesn't he stop? Well, that's a prime example right there, you two, why he allows. Because, see, God in all his wisdom and infinite grace and mercy allows us, because he said he would give us free will.
Yep.
But
uses bad things for good.
That's it. And he says, you know, I'm going to let them have their fun.
Mm-hmm. And he's got a good sense of humor, I tell you.
Yeah.
And, he does. And, trust me.
And they're going to find out why them have this fun.
Yeah. Wait till they get older and watch this. Yeah.
They give me girls because of that.
Yeah.
He said, have you fun, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't give you two daughters to worry about. See how you like it.
Well, and
it takes a strong man to have a daughter, I can tell you.
Man, it helped me understand women better because I saw them from day one.
Yeah.
Right on through.
Yeah.
They blow my mind on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
I just learned some things about them and I don't worry about it no more. They're just the way they are.
Yeah.
They don't understand you.
Right.
But me and you understand one another, but they don't have a clue.
Yeah.
That's the way God designed it.
Yeah. But he had a plan.
Yeah.
It takes those two different kinds of people to raise a child.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. And that's the funny part about me and Elizabeth. We are as different how we approach things.
Mm-hmm.
And last night she sent Liz Ann something, and it was me, and she turned the camera and she said something about finding somebody like me. I said, ain't no way. I said, because she's a lot like me.
Yeah.
And if she finds somebody like me,
a lot of headbutt.
It'd be a lot of headbutting going on.
They're
going
to be totally opposite.
She's still, though, even though she may be like you, I got one like me. But she still got her mama in her.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mine there. Does, too.
It's there.
My, yeah.
And thank goodness. Thank goodness. And that's what I tell her every day. I said, that's why I wake up next to you every day, because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
Me neither.
But God made us that way. And when we get on board with that and understand that God has a plan, you know, then our story starts changing.
That's right.
And then we have a story that's worth sharing.
Yeah.
Because
a journey.
Because it's got God in it.
And you got yours right the first time. You're a lucky man.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's another thing I wrestled about, because it pretty much bad-mouthed that. And
yeah.
I guess that falls in the lines of repentance.
That divorce.
Yeah. I've done it twice.
Yeah.
But I was an idiot for a lot of years, you know.
Well, I was too.
And I wasn't a good guy either.
But there's a reason.
I mean, me and Bree's been married 20 years. We've never even really gotten in an argument. And that's something.
Yeah, that says a lot.
That says a lot.
I mean, you got a good woman.
Well, I've raised her.
You raised her? Yeah.
No.
Well, we might see you next week.
No. She's a lot like her daddy. Me and him's really close. She thinks a lot like he does, all I can say. She's just – but anyway, that ain't what.
Well, after our visit with Bree last Saturday, we actually got to go visit with Chris.
Oh, Chris. Yeah, Chris is my neighbor. He lives through the woods. Mm-hmm.
about 5 miles.
Four miles is a crew flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't far.
I went and saw him on the buggy. I went through the dirt roads and visited with him.
Yeah.
I always loved old Chris. He's a good guy.
Yep. But
that whole family. I mean, I've always thought a lot of them.
Well, Uncle Sam would give us both some opportunities. So.
Yeah, he did.
Got us our start, or got me my start.
He was good. He was a good boss man. One of the best I ever had.
Yeah.
Once you learned how to, I mean, you know, he was.
He was saying.
He's kind of a dictator. Kind of. But I mean, what I enjoyed about working for him is everybody was in line.
Yeah.
Everybody knew what to do. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I got a lot of respect for that.
But, yeah.
He had prayer meetings with us on Friday mornings. The whole place.
I said something.
Yeah, it does.
And that's what we have to get back to.
Yep.
What's our number one priority? In our home.
Mm-hmm.
In the church.
Mm-hmm.
And in the workplace. And I've had people tell me, you know, well, this is what my boss said. Well, you better start praying hard. But I wouldn't give up my rights just because I got a job.
Yeah.
You know? And it's kind of like Michael, you know, on the job. He's learned the ministry opportunities he's got on the job.
Yep. It's a good thing. Now, I think before I started, they knew I was coming. The word got out. He's different. And it took the people that were working under me, it took them a little more time, but, you know, the supervisors and everybody else in the plant, they kind of saw where I was coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, the people working under me, it took them a little bit longer to understand, you know, because they thought I was fixing to drive it down their throat. Here's how it is, and I'm not that kind of boss. I'm, you know, now three strikes, and we got to have a talk. But
yeah, I like people to do it on their own. You know what I'm saying? I like for them
initiative.
Exactly. I don't like to go behind.
Here's my plan.
Yeah. I need this done.
Yeah.
Handle it up.
Handle it.
Yeah.
And I got some good ones that do that.
But
yeah.
That's getting few and far between nowadays.
Yeah.
And I got out of it. I work right by myself now on account of it because I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd tell them, you'd never survive in some work environments I've been in.
Yeah.
You wouldn't last. But. You know.
But asking him to take over, lead me where I need to go, tell me what I need to say.
Yeah.
I turn it over.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
Well.
I was trying to do it all myself.
Yeah. But I learned it the hard way, but I did learn it.
And that's something you can be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Hey,
surely.
We've messed up.
Well, that's part of my story.
That's so, it.
I mean, it is what it is, and he's in control.
Well, so. I was late tonight to the church because I was wrong. My wife was right about cooking dessert.
Yeah, no. Y'all didn't leave it outside.
Well, we probably should have left the dessert outside.
I told your mother. I said, you think you might ought to get handle that? She said, oh, no. And then later on, after it was all over with, y'all was plumb fine. She come over and whispered in my ear, see? They worked it out.
Well, I can say that about my mama.
She's a sweetie.
She's a good mama.
Yep. Yeah. Mine don't get in the middle of nothing either.
No.
Mm-mm.
You know, but when we work together, and I was joking around, I told Michael, I said, well, I made two mistakes today. You know, telling them, well, I thank the power lines with the water line. Well, it wasn't. They come from two separate directions. So.
No, you ain't got no water.
We ain't got no water at church. We'll have to get that fixed tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to get word to Stephen that we need the metal detector back so we can find the water.
Stephen Hughes, no kin to me.
Yeah. He's borrowed Jackson's metal detector. So.
But, you know, we make mistakes. I told them to put the fiber down. They put the fiber down. They found the power line. Yep. Now we know where the water line is because they marked it clear as a bell. They went around it, and they, as of tomorrow, we'll know where the power line is.
Yep.
But
somewhere where they do.
Yeah. But you know what? That big old machine. The only way I know where they dug is I can see where the tracks went up. And right in between them. That big old machine don't leave much of a...
It splits it open and
lays it back. That's right.
And it does a jam-up job.
It ain't like a ditch witch.
No.
It is a ditch witch.
But it don't work like a ditch witch.
Yeah, the name brand, but it don't... It's
totally different than old school.
Oh, it's
a soil splitter.
And it
laid it right
kinda
back.
Kind of used to do that with a...
Subsoiler.
Yeah.
That's right. Weld a little thing at the end of the pipe and roll in.
That's mm-hmm. it.
Been there and done that.
Yep.
But, it's been good. When you look at this scripture in John and you put that together with Corinthians, we see where we can be.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get together as a group of guys...
And just talk it out.
I mean, we don't have to convince.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And it's another misnomer is agreeing to disagree.
Exactly.
You don't agree to disagree.
You can't do it.
You got to find your common ground and stand on it.
It's either biblical or it's not.
That's it.
What's it say in the Bible?
Yeah.
So, it's right. Or wrong.
I'm telling you, there's stuff I've been reading lately that has really got me. I just don't really know what to think.
Yeah. And I'm guilty of saying agree to disagree just because I didn't want to argue no more.
Well, that's why I hadn't brung none of it up because I don't think it's time. You know?
Yeah.
And hey, sometimes it's not.
It ain't.
He'll put it on your heart when it's time.
Yeah, you got to finesse some things. Instead of just blurting them out.
And it probably ain't best to put them on a microphone either.
Yeah, we'd probably need to sit down and talk about this kind of stuff without them.
Right. And then figure it out.
We can always talk on it, whether we put it on there or not.
Yeah, you can delete it.
Yeah.
Well, Ben's we can do it. No.
Okay, we're back.
3 weeks later. But it's been me and Michael never could have imagined the
support the everything that people, you know, have come to us with, the stories that we've heard, you know, I can relate.
There's a lot of good ones, man.
Yeah, I mean, people relate to what we were saying. I mean, the first one that we ever recorded, it wasn't the first one that got posted.
Yeah.
It's just the first one that we recorded.
I enjoyed the family ones because I knew most of who y'all was talking about.
Yeah.
So I got into it.
I shared that first one that we ever recorded with, you know, some friends of mine on Telegram and, you know, asked for some feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy out there in Arkansas, Frankie, come back. He said, man, that was good.
Well, you know, y'all got a rare thing, really. I mean, that most people don't have. Y'all got a family that's pretty tight. Just saying.
Well, it's...
I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'd have to say, I guess... From the inside, we don't think of it as tight as it used to be.
Right.
That's because there's too many people involved now.
That's it. And
everybody's family does that.
And you grow, and as you grow, you know, what we think of it as in the 80s was like the inside of the onion. Well, now, in our 40s and 50s, we're getting to the outside of the onion, exactly. so to speak. yeah. And but what we realized was, you know, my daughter calls David Michael, Uncle David and Uncle Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson, you know. Now, Pierce and Coy don't call me Uncle Keith because we're closer in age. But I've got nephews that are older, nieces right. and nephews that are older, and they don't call me Uncle Keith a lot. But we want to keep that family.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's any of us that are ashamed to call right. our cousins, cousins, and our aunts and uncles,
mm-hmm.
Because we've been close.
Yeah.
Whether there's distance or not, we're close, and we care, and we want to pass that on, and that's why, for us, you are brother. You just as much now a part of our family as...
Well, I kind of already
he's,
was. Yeah,
he's been part of the family.
Just didn't know you.
You didn't know
you it. Didn't right. know.
But why? Whenever we met up, boy, I mean, it's just like you one of us.
Yeah.
And that's what we're missing, and that's what our spiritual lives have to replicate.
Exactly.
To where when we go out, we're like that. The Holy Spirit puts us in places with people like that.
Yeah.
And it's camaraderie. It's brotherhood. It's you know, I didn't have any brothers. I have four sisters and a mama. Now I got a wife, a daughter, a mother-in-law, a sister-in-law.
But you got brother-in-laws.
Yeah, I got a bunch of brother-in-laws.
Well, they kind of like brothers, ain't they?
And they kind of raised me. Yeah, yeah. But I took on a bunch of brothers out of necessity, you know. And then when I went off to school, I worked women's basketball. And somebody asked me the other day, I was the manager. And they said something. I said, I kind of understand a little bit about women. Just a little bit. I said, I had all these mamas because all my sisters, the youngest one's 11 years older, no oldest.
Yeah, they was all your mama.
They was all my mama. And so, you know, but it's caused me to really come to a place to where I understood the need to fellowship with, and I think that's one of the places that men kind of lost it, was we kind of stayed off to ourselves in the church, and the women came together
yeah.
a lot of times. Well, no, we need to be getting together. We need That's to right. be encouraging and lifting one another up.
Yeah, I don't know what makes it like that, but you're right.
Yeah. But that's, you know, and we're seeing it. And this podcast has been a catalyst for that. From all walks of life,
mm-hmm.
you know us, and now our Telegram's evident because mm-hmm. we're always posting stuff on there, and people's posting and sharing, and we're praying for one another, and because we need it.
Yeah,
it's not that we're just. I don't even think I've ever seen a sports score or anything like that on our Telegram.
I hadn't seen one.
Now, no, it wasn't nothing about sports on our...
No, I mean, but never. And if it was, it'd be about Jack.
Right.
You know, a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's David's boy.
Right.
And we won't... We're lifting him up. But, I mean, it's so out of the norm, out of the ordinary, for men to come together like we have. And it shouldn't be.
Well, it's... The good Lord and the Holy Spirit was all part of what's happening right now in this.
So, absolutely.
So it's almost like natural.
Yeah.
We didn't have to do anything except for talk. And us talking to each other, that's what's, you know, made us closer and allowed us to share different stories. And
well, I mean, when you give yourself over.
Yeah.
You kind of feel vulnerable, and mainly because you've always put on a show, probably.
Yeah.
You know, when you live the previous life, sure to be a man and stand up about, you know, living right or trying to. I don't live right. I try to. You know, it's a, yeah. I'm a work in progress, just like everybody.
Well, it's a daily walk.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's the beauty of what salvation is and how he designed it is. It's a daily walk.
Right.
Yeah. Relationship. You, and the further you get, when you mess up, you beat yourself up about it more and more.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And
when I mean mess up, I mean slip, get mad, slip, and say an ugly word or
yeah,
something like that. I don't mean.
And you catch it.
Yeah.
Catch it right away. And yeah. Lord, I apologize.
Yeah.
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 Forgive
help
me.
Help all them starving pygmies in New Guinea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's how we need to be. I mean, we have to.
It's hard for men to open up and let all that go.
Yeah. And that's what it takes. It takes boldness.
That's right.
It takes a stronger man.
It takes a stronger man to do that than it does to act like an idiot.
That's right.
It does.
And we do have a little experience with that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm learning.
Daily. Yeah.
I asked for it. When I asked for it.
You needed it.
For the boldness.
You needed it. I had turned into somebody that I didn't recognize.
Yeah.
I really had.
Yeah.
My wife told me to walk off from a very good job. I mean a good job.
Yeah.
She said, you got to do something.
Yeah. She told us the story.
And I was like, I honest to God don't want to be around nobody.
Yeah.
I don't believe anything anybody says. I think everybody thinks I'm out to get them for some reason. You know, it's just nobody trusts one another no more. Everybody's hateful. I can't deal with it no more. I'm tired. I'm just tired. So I got by myself. The best thing I ever done.
Yeah.
Just getting right by myself.
I'm going to find me one of them jobs one day where I can just fish for a living.
Oh, man.
You talking about getting away?
What are you talking about? I've been at the Gulf since Thursday. I come back Sunday.
Yeah, you could have stayed, couldn't you?
It was so nice.
And the
part where I was on the water fishing, that was the nice part. There was other times it wasn't so. But anyway.
Yeah. Well.
Well, the river is getting right. Come across that bridge today.
My brother called me on the way over here. I said, man, we got to go to the river.
Yep.
I said, well, I'm fitting to go talk to him right now. Was ask Mikey.
It's time.
He's dying to come see you anyway.
Well, it was good to see him at the funeral.
Yeah.
But he needs to come on this right here.
Yeah, he might would. He's kind of opinionated, like, well, that must be something runs in our blood or something.
Marty's always been opinionated. He didn't care what he said.
We get that from Mama.
I'm talking about.
She's the kind that would invite the Jehovah Witnesses in.
Yeah. There you go.
She said, okay, I don't want to care about what y'all got to say, but let me tell you something.
There you go.
Listen to this.
I mean, she would.
I know the type. I know the type.
Yeah. That was Mama Boot Camp.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you got anything else?
What time it is?
You got plenty of time.
How long we been on here?
1 hour.
That's y'all's kill switch time.
Well, I didn't even look over there.
We really hadn't done nothing but bounce around from one thing to another. We've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like the old saying.
We didn't have Michael's notes.
That's it. But sometimes you got to throw some mud at the wall to see what's going to stick.
Some of it will. Some will fall off.
That's right. And you got to be okay with what falls off.
Mm-hmm. I've always learned that you don't grab a whole handful to throw.
No.
Because you grab that little bit and it'll stick. Most of it sticks.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
We learned that in the water hole.
I like y'all's little church, by the way.
Yeah.
All the years I've been knowing, I didn't know it was here.
It ain't ours.
No.
It's his.
It's on y'all's place.
It's on the farm.
It's on the farm,
y'all's,
for sure.
Y'all's.
Jesus's. Mm-hmm. We turned it over.
We definitely have turned it over. I came to the place. I was here when it was built. And I told Michael several years ago, I said, if the Lord shows me that we need to do something else with this, I'll drive the bulldozer.
He ain't showed you that.
He ain't showed me that, though.
I don't think he will.
No. But mm-mm. Why? I'm willing.
Oh, it'll be here.
It goes back to the same thing that I said Sunday morning, that when Abram took Isaac up on the mountain, mm-hmm. he was willing, mm-hmm. and God sent the ram. Mm-hmm. God's got the provisions.
Yeah.
He's just waiting on us to say, hey, show me what you got.
Hey, you know, if it wasn't nothing more than that guy showing up out here in the front to pray in his truck.
That's it. That's it.
That right there means a lot to him.
Yeah.
He got married the very next week.
Mm-hmm. God thanks a lot of that, him coming up here doing that.
And that's where we've got to be open to his guidance.
That's right.
You know.
It's hard to stay out of the way of that.
So we know that you came all this way, not just to talk with us on this podcast, but you came to get a hat.
I know. Well, somebody asked me why didn't I get one, and didn't they?
I did. I think I did. I asked you why you didn't get one out of the box.
It wasn't mine to get. But hey, that's basic principles there.
Yeah, but we got blue, gray, and brown.
I'm not gonna tell you I won't take one, and probably will wear it tomorrow.
It's a good thing to wear. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say, hey, man, what is that? I said, dude.
Can you read it? That's what you ask them.
Can you read it?
Most people knows my story, though.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't know this part.
Right.
Well, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's time to start talking.
They'll be like, you what? Nuh-uh.
Hey, I'm sure you could find a spot up here on the stage with Elizabeth if you wanted to play that bass some
more. I'm retired, dude. If he lays it on my heart, hey, good, I will.
I can tell you one cool thing about this building.
What?
With a good bass, there's polyfill in them blocks. Mm-hmm. If you thump that bass real good, you can hear that polyfill in them blocks.
Rattling. Go on ahead.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Well, you got a drummer. He said he played drums.
We working on
him. That's what he said.
This is his second visit.
Yeah.
I've tried.
I got a cajon coming.
I tried to play in church, and that was the fightingest bunch of people I've ever been around. You know, I got thinking about it. I don't remember playing in no rock band or country band where everybody...
No excuses.
Everybody fuss like that. I don't get it. This should be the opposite place of what I was in. But, you know... He gets in there too. He don't like that. He don't like that music. He don't like that opening people up. The devil, that is. Mm. So he's going to fight it.
Yeah, that's
I watched
for sure.
him fight Daddy with it throughout his life, playing in church. It's always something trying to hinder that.
Yeah.
Well, y'all welcome to come down and visit with us.
I know that.
Anytime. Bring Miss Bree with you.
Yeah. I done told her we needed to come visit y'all.
And we'll have us a dinner. Just let us know before you come.
Okay.
Yeah.
We always looking for a reason to get these women to cook.
Yeah, y'all looking for a reason to eat. I know.
We get these women to cook. I've
already
what.
Seen that.
Yeah, our mamas are.
Oh, I know. I already know that part. So.
Yeah.
Miss Nancy used to make me stuff and bring it to the dealership.
Well, that's how all of them.
You remember that Candy would make that dip?
Candy too. Yeah.
That Mexican dip.
Yes, sir.
She'd still
seven
does.
Seven layer salad.
She's
no. Huh?
She could make a good
pot.
One too.
Yeah, it was like a
crock pot dip.
It was like
and Tony would have them peppers.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Miss Nancy used to bring sweets.
Desserts.
And then I used to go eat with your mom in Patterson. Yeah. Me and her talked about that tonight when she had the restaurant, remember? Mm-hmm.
I remember my mom and daddy let me skip out on church one Sunday. Something happened at the cafe, and Aunt Marie called and said, "Can Keith come help me?
I need some help."
And I fried chicken.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's...
I don't think that's when I went.
My mama didn't do a lot of sweet stuff. It's funny how all them sisters, they got their specialties.
Boy, Aunt Nancy can do it.
She can.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, well, we'll close out. It's been a good night.
Yeah, Mike's got an hour to drive back
home.
Yeah,
we're going to let him get on back over there.
What's your story?
That's it.
That's the name of it.
That's it. Dear Lord, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you for Mike, for his willingness to come over, visit with us. We thank you for him being a vessel that you're using with us. He's our brother. And we just ask you to be with us this week as we go out, cover him as he travels. But most of all, put us where you want us. Put us in the paths of those that we're around that need to hear your love and your story. And we just ask you to be with us the rest of the week and bless us with health and healing and safety.